November is National Native American History Month. Today, we'll hear about the history behind Sauganash, a Northwest Side neighborhood named for a mixed-race fur trader of Potawatomi and Anglo-American heritage. Local historian Sherman Dilla Thomas joins WBEZ's Lisa Labas with the story.
So the Sauganash neighborhood, it is way out there northwest of downtown Chicago. When did it become part of the city?
Excellent question, Lisa. It was formerly a part of the Jefferson Township, which was its own city. Right around 1890s, Chicago started eating up its neighbors. So we annexed Jefferson Township into Chicago, and that included the Sauganash neighborhood.
The word Sauganash, what does that mean?
Sauganash is a Potawatomi word. It means Englishman or man who speaks English.
And who lived in this area early on?
Early on, it was a mixture of people, right? So obviously all the land here was inhabited by the indigenous Native Americans. But then you start to have English settlers arrive really, really early on, 1830s. And then the neighborhood, you know, starts to grow as people flee the city center. So it's mostly, you know, white Dutchmen and British folks.
The word Sauganash, you said, means, you know, Englishman or man who speaks English. And a specific English-speaking person is Billy Caldwell Jr., and he's important to this neighborhood. Tell us a little bit about him.
Absolutely. That's who the neighborhood is named for. Sauganash was his Mohawk name. His mother was Mohawk. His father was a Canadian-British fur trader. And he rose to being one of the chiefs of the United Indigenous Nations and one of their representatives in the treaties. He was a former judge in Peoria, and he was a fur trading partner with John Kinsey of Fort Dearborn fame.
All right. So Billy Caldwell Jr. was instrumental in negotiating some of the treaties that ceded Native American territory to the U.S. government. And specifically, we're talking about the Prairie du Chien Treaty of 1829 and also the Treaty of Chicago in 1833. What do you know about those?
It's super important to note that he was one of the main guys in charge of the negotiations on the indigenous Native American side. But some researchers, some historians have found that he was kind of planted there in order to make sure that the negotiations favored the United States. And those treaties, particularly the Treaty of Chicago of 1833, that kind of make Chicago become what it is today, what we now know as Rogers Road, was then called Indian Boundary Road. And it was after that treaty that Native Americans were, you know, really prohibited from crossing that line.
So really, the white people in the northern suburbs of Chicago at the time got the better deal here.
So did Billy Caldwell. He was given 1,600 acres of some really prime land. Some near the northern branch of the Chicago River. So, yeah, he benefited as well, and so did the newly arriving white settlers.
And those 1,600 acres, that's pretty much where Sauganash is right now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The Sauganash neighborhood is a big part of what they call Billy Caldwell's Reserve. And that neighborhood is actually listed on the historic registry of really important and historic places.
So how is Billy Caldwell Jr. then remembered today?
Sometimes here in Chicago, we don't do the best job of highlighting all the histories here, right? We kind of push a certain narrative to a point. Say if you speak to someone like Commissioner Matt Baudet, who's the city's first indigenous Native American building commissioner, he's going to tell you that the Potawatomi don't look at him with, you know, favorably, right? He gave away some really good prime real estate that became, you know, a financial boom for the United States. But then, like I said, if you speak to people who followed his life further on down the what we refer to, right, as the Trail of Tears, he later on became an advocate for the halting of removing indigenous Native Americans.
Sherman Dilla Thomas is a local historian and ComEd hero, and you can hear more Chicago history with Dilla here on 91.5 WBEZ. Thanks, Dilla.
Thank you, Lisa.